Icarus, a Greek legend. In the land of ancient Greece, there was a brilliant inventor named Daedalus, who lived with his young son Icarus. They resided on a beautiful island, but not by choice. They were prisoners of King Minos, trapped because of Daedalus's own genius. Daedalus was no ordinary man. His mind was a fountain of incredible ideas. He had built a maze so intricate that none who entered could find their way out. This maze was the home of the fearsome Minotaur, a creature half man, half bull, and the pride of King Minos. One day, as Daedalus and Icarus were looking out at the sea that held them captive, Daedalus had a stroke of inspiration. "Icarus, my boy," he said, eyes twinkling with a new plan. "What if we could fly like the birds, soaring high above the sea and away from this island?" Icarus laughed. "Fly, father. But we are not birds. How can a man fly?" "With wings, my son. Wings of feathers and wax," Daedalus replied, his mind already racing with the design. Over the following weeks, Daedalus and Icarus collected feathers. Big feathers, small feathers, all bound together with beeswax into two magnificent pairs of wings. Finally, the day came to test their creations. Daedalus warned Icarus, "These wings are delicate. You must not fly too close to the sun, for the wax will melt, nor too close to the sea, lest the spray dampens the feathers and drags you down." "I understand, father," Icarus said, barely containing his excitement. With a running start, they took to the air, the wind lifting them higher and higher. Icarus was ecstatic, feeling the freedom he'd longed for. "Father, look at me, I'm flying," he shouted, looping in the air. "Yes, my son, but remember the warnings," Daedalus called back, his voice tinged with worry. Enthralled by the thrill of flight and the warmth of the sun, Icarus forgot his father's words. He soared higher and higher, laughing with joy. "Father, I can touch the sun," he cried out, but his laughter turned to alarm as he felt the heat melting the wax of his wings. "Father, the sun, it's melting my wings!" Icarus's fear-stricken voice echoed. Daedalus turned just in time to see Icarus's wings disintegrate, his son plummeting towards the sea. "Icarus, no!" Daedalus screamed, diving after him, but it was too late. The sea swallowed Icarus, leaving Daedalus alone to mourn his son. Landing on the nearest island, Daedalus wept. "Oh, Icarus, my son, your wings carried you too close to the sun. My cleverness has been our downfall." For many nights, Daedalus stayed on the island, crafting a memorial for his son, vowing never to forget the lesson of their flight. In time, Daedalus's story spread across Greece, a tale of brilliance and hubris, of a father's love and a son's recklessness. And thus, the legend of Icarus and Daedalus became a timeless reminder of the dangers of flying too close to the sun.